our WELF NBC special news report. This is Walter Mistletoe Livingstone coming to you live with a special report. We are going to go out to Becky Marshmallow Livingstone, who is out live at the Red Bow, and she's going to be reporting in some results from the semifinals. Since we get connected to her live, for some reason, we're not getting a signal. Let's try it again. Okay. Here we go. Yep, here's Becky coming in now. Okay, I think we're connected now. Becky, are you there?
I am, Walter. It is so good to hear you again.
That's right. I'm back in the seat here. I'm ready to go. How about you? Are you over there at the Red Bow?
No, actually. I just left the Red Bow. I'm headed over. I just got to the Sugar Bowl. When I got to the Red Bow, they had finished early. They were like flying through those games tonight, and so they were all done and gone. But I can report that it will be indeed the Cocoa House moving on from that section, from that semifinal. They ended up beating the Jolly Elf 79-71. So the Cocoa House will be moving on. But here I am now at the Sugar Bowl, and let me tell you, it has been a night for Noel's Cozy Corner. They won the first three different games. They lost the fourth, but that final game is still going on now. And looks like it might be pretty good. They won the first two rounds.
Well, I wish I could be out there with you, Becky, but as you know, I'm getting around a little slow right now, so you're going to have to report in for us and tell us what's going on. Did you say that they're wrapping up out there?
We are seeing they are doing the last game now. They are playing Make Snowballs, and let me tell you, they are really making a lot of snowballs here. I'm glad we had a little snow this week. Wow, look at this guy go. Oh my goodness. He is going crazy. Like, I swear, he's got about, what, 100 already? 100? 150? Oh my goodness, he's up to 150 snowballs. Oh my goodness, he's up to 200 snowballs. Oh my goodness, Walter, I wish you were here to see this guy. He is up to now 250 snowballs.
Becky, did you say 250?
Yes, Walter, I did, and he's still going. 275. Oh my goodness, all right, and he finishes with 299 snowballs in 1 minute.
Becky, did you say 299 snowballs? And how long does it take? How long do they have to make those?
Yes, Walter, it's 299 snowballs made, and they have 1 minute to complete that task.
That's got to be a new record. You're going to have to... Can you see if you can interview that guy? Who is that? I've never heard of that before. That is a lot of snowballs in 1 minute.
I am checking with the team captain now. Give me 1 minute, Walter.
For those of you just tuning in, we are going live out to Noel's... let me check my notes here because we were supposed to be somewhere else. The Sugar Bowl. Okay, so Becky Marshmallow Livingstone is live out at the Sugar Bowl. And I'm assuming that Noelle's Cozy Corner has just won the semifinals there. She's checking with the team captain to see if she can interview this phenomenon, this elf that we've never heard of before, just made 299 snowballs in a minute's time. Becky, are you still there?
Yes, Walter. I just talked to the team captain. The winning snowball guy is... actually, nicknamed Snowball. His name is Richard Snowball Yeardley.
Are you able to talk to him? Can you do a quick little interview, find out more about this guy?
I'm working on it, Walter.
Okay, so just to recap, at the other location, at the Red Bow, the Cocoa House... the Cocoa House did win. They're moving up to the finals next week. The score was 79-71. So the Cocoa House did beat out the Jolly Elf in the semifinals at the Red Bow tonight. And Becky is live at the Sugar Bowl, and she's getting ready to interview this elf, Richard Snowball Yeardley. I haven't heard of him before, but she just witnessed him making 299 snowballs in a minute. So, Becky, are you able to get him on the radio?
Yes, Walter, I have him right here with me now. So, Richard, they call you Snowball, and I can see why. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Good idea, ma'am. I don't know if I'm supposed to or not. Hey, Bob, is it okay I talk to these people over here? Is that all right with you? Well, okay, team captain said it was okay. My name is Richard Snowball Yeardley. And I don't know what else you want to know about me.
Well, where did you come from? 299 snowballs. That's a new record, I believe.
Well, yeah, I'm pretty good at making snowballs. I'm pretty good at all these snowball games, actually. I don't know how much information I'm supposed to give you. What else would you like to know?
So, Richard, where is it that you work?
Oh, geez. Bob, are you sure it's okay that I tell you? Okay, all right, well, I work in the, I'm one of Craftsman's elves. I work in Santa's workshop. Yeah, you would think that I would be busy all day long, but I do have some spare time and I get to practice some of these snowball games, and, but I'm working all the time. I don't always get a chance to come out and play the games, but I do practice them and I'm pretty good at them.
So, Snowball, the workshop's a pretty busy place. There's always a lot of work to be done there. How is it that you get to have some practice time? What do you do there at the workshop?
Oh, well, you're really getting to the nitty-gritty of things. There's actually a position I've had now for about 600 years. I don't know if I should say this. How many people listen to this? A lot of people listen to this radio broadcast. All right, I'll tell you. Okay, so you know that they make bicycles in the workshop, right? You know that, right?
Yes, of course.
Okay.
Kids all over the world love bicycles. So, Snowball, do you build the bikes then?
No, I wouldn't say that.
So, then do you paint them?
No, I wouldn't say that either. I do work on bikes. I have been doing it for, like I said, about 500 years.
So you're being kind of a little bit cryptic there. What exactly do you do with these bikes there, Snowball?
All right, well, when I got in at the workshop, I was looking at the different jobs that were available, and this particular job was available. So, you know, on the tires of the bicycles?
Uh-huh.
You know how they have those little things that they screw onto the wheels, those little caps?
You mean the pressure gauge?
Yeah. No, the little thing that they put on the tires once they fill up the air in the tires and they twist that little thing on the end.
The tire gauge?
Well, it's not a gauge, it's a cap.
Oh, okay.
So, I really don't want to tell people that this job actually exists. I've been doing it for 500 years now, but I guess I could tell you. It's just amongst us, right? This ain't going out anywhere. So, anyway.
We're actually live.
Oh, boy. Okay, well, anyways. That's what I do, is I put the caps on the bicycles when they're done. And there's only two per bike, and we probably make a couple hundred bikes a day, so I'm pretty much done after the first hour. So that gives me a lot of free time, and I practice the snowball games, but nobody's really ever asked me to be on their team. I got the nickname of Snowball because people see me playing around with Snowball. I finish my job in the first hour, and I just go practice the snowball games. That's pretty much what I do. But this team here, it's my home team, and they want to make it to the finals, so they asked me to come out tonight and play.
So, is that all you do?
At the workshop? Yeah, that's pretty much it. Yeah.
Does that take a special tool?
Nope, just my fingers. Nope, they don't let me play with tools.
Had some problems with tools, did you?
Oh, yeah, I don't want to talk about that.
Right. How many of these bites do you get done then in a day? How many these little nubbins, whatever, do you stick on there?
Oh, well, we roll out around 200 bikes a day. There's two per bike, so about 400 of them a day. And like I said, it takes me about an hour, and then I got the rest of the day. Then I just practice the snowball games, hoping that somebody would ask me to come and play on our team.
Well, didn't you get to sign up for the team?
There are sign-ups?
Yeah, there's sign-ups every year.
Oh, I thought you had to be invited. Wow, I've been practicing for 25 years.
Wow.
Wow, I didn't know there were sign-ups. Well, I'll know next year.
Yeah, you should read in the Peppermint Post.
I don't get the Peppermint Post.
You should subscribe to the Peppermint Post.
How do you do that?
Well, you go to taolf.com, and then you click on the Peppermint Post.
Oh, is that one of them web things on the interweb thing?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I don't do that.
Well,
are there printed copies?
Yes, we have printed copies in City Center every week.
Where are those at?
In City Center.
Where at? City Center. It's a pretty big place.
That is true, but on the spot that says newsstand.
Oh, that's what that is.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Now I know.
There you go.
Nobody told me.
Well, now I have.
Okay. Well, thank you.
So I guess that keeps your fingers pretty nimble there, huh?
Oh, yeah. 500 years of screwing on them little caps. Yeah, they're pretty nimble.
Yeah.
Pretty nimble.
That probably really helps you out making those snowballs.
Oh, you ought to see me thread my wife's thread into her needles, too. Man, I'm pretty good. Yeah, my fingers are pretty nimble.
All right.
But I do have a lot of free time.
All right.
See,
well,
I shouldn't have said that. Now they're going to find more jobs for me to do.
That could happen. Okay, well, we want to congratulate you on a really job well done and one for the record books. And congratulations to your whole team. Your team is moving on to the finals. You did beat out the Elf in Wonderland here tonight by 20 points. You guys took the lead pretty early, and you got a final of 85-65 tonight.
Well, like I said, I'm pretty good. I got about 8 to 9 hours a day where I practice every single day these snowball games. And, yeah, you know, how much did we win by?
20 points.
Oh, that's all? Okay. Okay, I guess I'm coming back for the finals. So we'll see if I can beat 299 in a minute.
We will check that out next week. What is the most that you've actually ever made in a minute there, Snowball?
I think it was like 340. 340, I actually.
So a little off the pace tonight, then.
Yeah. We did 400 bikes today instead of 200, so I was a little tired.
Okay. Well, there you have it. Richard Snowball Yeardley, taking it and really pushing it to the extreme for his team, and with a record of 299 snowballs in the game. Of course, that is not his top number, though, he says. So let's see what he brings out next week. All right, well, this has been Becky Marshmallow Livingstone coming to you live from the Sugar Bowl tonight for the snowball game semifinals completion. And we're headed back now to you, Walter, there in the station.
All right. Wow, that's pretty amazing. I'd like to have that job. That'd be a nice job. Okay, so let's see. Our finalists next week are going to be... let me check my notes here. Noel's Cozy Corner and the Cocoa House. And they're going to be playing all 15 snowball games at City Center on Saturday. And I believe that starts at noon. We'll have more in the news of when that is. I believe it's noon. So we're going to wrap it up, and let's go ahead and go back to your regularly scheduled programming.
It was the night before Christmas. I was closing down for business in my little prison. prison shop. When the bell on the door jingled once more, and then time almost came to a stop. But somehow I knew, and maybe